KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look back at Saturday's high school activity around the area. Heartland hosting its Cyclone cross country meet. And on the boys' side, the team championship went to Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson with 54 points. Atlantic, the runner-up with 95. Heartland placing third with 121. Lewis Central and St. Albert round out the top five teams. Wemoc Gilo of Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson was the individual champion, with Bennett Heisterkamp of St. Albert placing second. Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic had a fourth place overall finish. Also for Atlantic, Evan Brummer placing 13th, Brad Dennis was 17th, and Zane Berg running 18th in that Saturday meet. On the girls' side, it was Lucy Borkowski of Harlan capturing the championship, with Rachel Mullinex of Glenwood running second. AHSTW's Ryan Porch placing 7th overall. For Atlantic, Ava Rush had an 8th place finish. Also, Madison Botos was 18th for Atlantic. Pluma Pross for Atlantic placing 20th overall. Harlan won the team title with 35 points. Glenwood with 77 was the runner-up. AHSTW with 110 was 3rd, just ahead of Atlantic with 111 for 4th. And Lewis Central placed 5th overall in that Saturday cross-country meet. Also in high school volleyball play over the weekend, Southwest Valley hosting its tournament. They ran through pool play with Southwest Valley going 3-0 in Pool A. AHSTW went 2-1. Audubon was 1-2, and Exira EHK 0-3 in their matches. In the Pool B play, it was Lennox going 3-0. Southeast Warren 2-1. Cam was 1-2, and Panorama 0-3 in that first pool play. Then they went into bracket play with Southwest Valley beating Southeast Warren 2 in a row, AHSW being Lennox 2-0. The championship match saw Southwest Valley hold off AHSTW by a final of 2-1. The third place match had Lennox defeating Southeast Warren 2-1 on Saturday. Bedford also hosting a tournament on Saturday. And in pool play, in Pool A, it was Lamoni going 3-0, while Stanton was 2-1, Bedford 1-2, and Murray 0-3. In Pool B, Sydney went 3-0, with East Mills going 2-1, Mount Air 1-2, and Central Decatur 0-3. Then on to bracket play, where Sydney beat Lamoni 2 in a row, and East Mills swept a pair from Sydney. In the championship match, it was Sydney defeating East Mills 2-1. And in the third place match, Stanton, a 2-0 winner over Lamoni. The consolation bracket saw Bedford sweep a pair from Mount Air, and Central Decatur likewise over Murray in that Saturday meet. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs struggled in Detroit on Sunday, but they eventually improved to 4-0 as Darrell Williams scored a pair of fourth-quarter touchdowns, the final one coming on a one-yard burst with 23 seconds left in the Chiefs' 34-30 win over the Lions. That was a game heard here on KJN. Williams bailed out Kansas City after Drew Stafford threw a 6-yard touchdown pass to Kenny Golladay with 2:26 remaining to give Detroit a 30-27 lead. The Chiefs went ahead for the first time early in the third quarter when Bashaud Breeland recovered Kerryon Johnson's fumble and returned it 100 yards. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes was 24 of 42 for 315 yards. The reigning MVP had thrown for at least 2 scores in 14 straight games. That was 1 short of the NFL record set by Peyton Manning. No touchdown passes for Mahomes in yesterday's game. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, Carolina beat Houston 16-10. It was Cleveland over Baltimore 40-25. New England stopping Buffalo 16-10. The L.A. Chargers over Miami 30-10. Oakland beat Indianapolis 31-24. Tennessee topping Atlanta 24-10. The New York Giants, a 24-3 winner over Washington. Tampa Bay beat the L.A. Rams 55-40. Seattle over Arizona 27-10. Chicago holding off Minnesota 16-6. Jacksonville beat Denver 26-24. It was New Orleans over Dallas 12-10 last night. Well, Alabama's number one in the Associated Press college football poll for the first time this season, replacing preseason number one Clemson following the Tigers' 21-20 win at North Carolina. The last time a number one team won and dropped was Ohio State in November of 2015 after the Buckeyes beat Minnesota 28-14 at home. Alabama received 29 of 61 first-place votes from the media panel, while second-ranked Clemson claimed 18. Third-ranked Georgia picked up 4 first-place votes, and number 4 Ohio State claimed 7. LSU, Oklahoma, Auburn, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, and Florida round out this week's top 10. Number 24 SMU is ranked for the first time since the program received the so-called death penalty for NCAA rules violations in 1987 and did not compete for two seasons. Iowa stays at number 14 in this week's AP Top 25. A former Iowa State and Drake assistant coach Chris Ash has been fired as the head coach at Rutgers. The move came just a day after the Scarlet Knights lost to Michigan 52-0 to fall to 1-3 on the season. The Ottumwa native was in his fourth season at Rutgers and finishes with a record of 8-32. The school also announced the offensive coordinator John McNulty has been fired, and tight ends coach Nunzio Campanelli will serve as the interim coach for the remainder of the season. The Scarlet Knights return to action this weekend. They'll play host to Maryland in Big Ten play. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals have won their first division title in 4 years, beating the Chicago Cubs on Sunday. The Cardinals are the National League Central champions after Jack Flaherty limited the Cubs to a pair of hits over seven innings in the Redbirds' 9-0 victory. Flaherty received early run support as St. Louis grabbed an 8-0 lead by the third inning after dropping the first two games in that series. Matt Carpenter's three-run blast gave the Cards an 8-run cushion. Dexter Fowler belted a 2-run homer in the second, and Paul Goldschmidt added a solo blast after his RBI single put the Cardinals up in the first inning. That outcome sets up a division series between the Cardinals and the Braves later this week. Also in the final day of Major League Baseball in the National League, Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 3-1, Miami over Philadelphia 4-3, Arizona beat San Diego 1-0, the L.A. Dodgers over San Francisco 9-0, the Mets beat Atlanta 7-6 in 11 innings, while Colorado topped Milwaukee in 13 innings 4-3. In interleague play, Washington beat Cleveland 8-2. In the American League, Kansas City over Minnesota 5-4, the Chicago White Sox beat Detroit 5-3, Texas downing the New York Yankees 6-1, Seattle beat Oakland 3-1, Toronto over Tampa Bay 8-3, Boston beat Baltimore 5-4, and Houston over the LA Angels by a final of 8-5. In other baseball news, manager Joe Maddon will not be back with the Cubs next season after they failed to make the playoffs for the first time in 5 years. Maddon and Cubs president of baseball operations Theo Epstein announced the move before Sunday's season finale at St. Louis. Maddon's contract expired after Sunday's game. The Cubs ended a 108-year World Series championship drought when Maddon led the club to the 2016 title. The Cubs also made it to the National League Championship Series in 2015 and 2017 and reached the playoffs as a wild card last season. Chicago was poised to reach the postseason this month until a late-season 9-game losing streak led to the Cubs' elimination. Also, the Pirates have fired manager Clint Hurdle following a stunning second-half collapse that dropped Pittsburgh to the bottom of the National League Central and included a series of off-the-field issues. Pittsburgh went 69-93 overall, 25-48 after the All-Star break. Hurdle was 735-720 in 9 seasons with Pittsburgh, helping the franchise emerge from 20 years of losing to reach the playoffs for 3 straight years from 2013 to 2015. Chase Elliott overcame a major mistake to win NASCAR's Cup playoff race at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Elliott recovered from an earlier gaffe when he was leading on a restart, locked his wheels, headed into the first turn, and drove directly into a tire barrier. Alex Bowman finished second in that race and managed to advance to the second round when Ryan Newman missed a barrier, an error that cost him his shot at joining the final 12. Kevin Harvick finished third and was followed by Stewart Haas Racing teammate Clint Bowyer, who was in danger of being eliminated from the playoffs before his fourth-place finish. And in golf, Cameron Champ made a 3-foot birdie putt on the 18th hole for a 1-stroke victory over Adam Hadwin in the PGA's Safeway Open. 3 strokes ahead entering the round, Champ had 5 birdies and overcame a bogey on number 17 to hold off Hadwin for his second PGA Tour victory. And Kirk Triplett won the Pure Insurance Championship for the third time at Pebble Beach, beating Billy Andrade with an 8-foot birdie putt on the first hole of a playoff. Triplett birdied the 18th in regulation for a 5-under 67 and a 9-under 206 total. He has 8 victories on the senior tour, also winning a playoff in March in Newport Beach. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.